Stand up for your rights. Reasonable adjustments and laws in education explained. This recording lasts for approximately 15 minutes. It contains the following sections. This audio introduction. About this guide. Reasonable adjustments explained. This section includes when to request a reasonable adjustment, reasonable adjustments to expect in education, making an adjustment reasonable, when an adjustment is unreasonable, who to involve in determining reasonable adjustments, and timeframes for reasonable adjustments. Laws that protect your child's rights in education. This section includes how is the DDA applied in education settings and which educational institutions do the standards cover. Be confident in yourself. Need more information? This section includes related resources and websites for education departments. And closing announcement. About this guide. If you've come across the term reasonable adjustments before, you might be wondering what it really means for your child's education. This guide aims to help you understand how adjustments can make a big difference in your child's learning experience. It will also break down the Disability Discrimination Act 1992, DDA, in a way that's easy to understand and show you how to apply it to your child. We understand that it can be hard to feel confident enough to advocate for yourself or a loved one. To explore the basics of speaking up for yourself in more depth, you can listen to the Stand Up for Your Rights, Speak Up for Yourself guide. Reasonable adjustments explained. Every child deserves a fair chance to learn and succeed at school. Under the DDA, your child has the right to reasonable adjustments. But what exactly does that mean? A reasonable adjustment is any change or action that helps your child take part in education on the same basis as their peers. This could be something simple like providing class materials in large print, or more involved, like modifying a classroom or allowing extra time for assessments. The goal isn't to give your child an unfair advantage. It's about removing barriers so they can access learning equally and feel included, supported, and able to reach their potential. When to request a reasonable adjustment. You can request a reasonable adjustment at any stage of your child's education, not just when they first start. As your child progresses through school, their needs may change, and you can ask for adjustments to be made as needed. Because some adjustments take time to put in place, like equipment or changes to school infrastructure, it's a good idea to plan ahead when you can and discuss any adjustments your child might need before they start school so the necessary changes can be made early on. Reasonable adjustments to expect in education. Adjustments can cover many areas of your child's education, including modifying educational premises. This could involve things like adjusting the lighting or providing ramps to make the classroom more accessible. Providing or modifying equipment. Examples might include assistive technology or other aids that help your child learn. Changing assessment procedures. For example, allowing extra time, providing alternative formats for tests, or using oral exams instead of written ones. Adjusting course delivery. This could mean providing course materials in different formats or positioning your child in a way that's most comfortable for them. Making an adjustment reasonable. An adjustment is considered reasonable when it meets your child's learning needs while also considering the interests of the school, staff, and other students. The school must try to keep the academic and assessment standards intact while making necessary changes to support your child. Sometimes the school may suggest an alternative adjustment if they believe it would be just as beneficial for your child and less disruptive for others. It's perfectly acceptable for schools to propose alternatives if the adjustments still meet your child's needs. When an adjustment is unreasonable. In some cases, adjustments may be considered unreasonable if they cause significant financial strain or pose safety risks. Schools sometimes refer to this as unjustifiable hardship. The financial cost of providing the adjustment, the impact on safety, public health, and the effect on other students and staff all play a role in this decision. It's important to note that unjustifiable hardship will vary depending on the circumstances of the school and the specific adjustment requested. In some cases, it's possible to still find a compromise that works for everyone. who to involve in determining reasonable adjustments. Your child's needs should always be at the heart of any discussion about adjustments. You and your child have the right to be involved in determining what's best for them. It's also important to involve professionals who can offer expert advice, such as orthoptists, ophthalmologists, or adaptive technology specialists. These professionals can assess the nature of your child's disability and help determine the best adjustments for their needs. Timeframes for reasonable adjustments. Your child has the right to have adjustments made within a reasonable time frame. While there's no exact definition of a reasonable time frame, you can measure it by how your child is progressing both academically and socially. Your child should never face disadvantages because adjustments haven't been made or because there have been long delays. To help ensure that adjustments are implemented promptly, be ready to provide any necessary information about how your child's vision condition affects their education and what they need to improve everything. Having all the facts ready and on hand can help speed the process along. Laws that protect your child's rights in education. The DDA is the law that protects your child's rights in education. Under the DDA, discrimination occurs when someone is treated unfairly because of their disability. How is the DDA applied in education settings? The DDA includes specific standards for education, which outline the rights and responsibilities of both education providers and students with disabilities. These standards apply at every stage of education, including enrollment, participation, curriculum development, accreditation, delivery, support services, and prevention of harassment. Which educational institutions do the standards cover? The DDA standards apply to a range of educational institutions, including preschools and kindergartens, public and private schools, public and private education and training institutions like TAFE and business colleges, universities, and organisations that offer education and training programs. For a comprehensive guide on the DDA, listen to the Stand Up for Your Rights, Understanding the Disability Discrimination Act 1992 guide. Be confident in yourself. If you're advocating for your child's rights, it's important to understand that your role is so important. You are your child's strongest advocate, and by being informed about your child's rights, you can help make sure they receive the support they need. It can be helpful to communicate clearly and calmly with school staff. Building good relationships with them and staying involved can help make sure their needs are met. For a comprehensive guide on advocating for your child at school, you can listen to the Stand Up for Your Rights Primary and Secondary Education Skills Guide. Need more information? While Vision Australia may not be able to provide individual advocacy in every situation, we can often offer general advice or help point you in the right direction. If you'd like more information on self-advocacy strategies or to obtain this guide in another format, call Vision Australia's advocacy team on 1300 847 466 or email advocacy@visionaustralia.org. Related resources. Vision Australia National Call Centre. Telephone 1300 847 466. Email info@visionaustralia.org. Australian Human Rights Commission, AHRC. National Information Service, 1300 656 419. Email infoservice@humanrights.gov.au. Web, https://www.humanrights.gov.au/complaint-information. Anti-Discrimination Commission Queensland, ADCQ. Statewide Telephone Information and Inquiry Line, 1300 130 670. Web, https://www.adcq.qld.gov.au/contact-us. Victorian Equal Opportunity and Human Rights Commission, VEOHRC, Inquiry Line, 1300 292 153. Web, https://www.humanrightscommission.vic.gov.au/making-a-complaint. Equal Opportunity Commission, WA, phone 08 9216 3900, email eoc@eoc.wa.gov.au, web https://www.eoc.wa.gov.au/complaints-inquiries, that's spelled INQUIRIES, /making-a-complaint. Anti-Discrimination Board, New South Wales. Phone 02 9268 5544 between 9 a.m. to 1 p.m. and 2 p.m. to 4 p.m. Email adbcontact@justice.nsw.gov.au. Email complaints adb@justice.nsw.gov.au. Web https://www.antidiscrimination.justice.nsw.gov.au/pages/adb_1_making-a-complaint/adb_1_making-a-complaint.aspx. ACT Human Rights Commission, phone 02 6205 2222, email human.rights@act.gov.au, web https://hrc.act.gov.au/. Northern Territory Anti-Discrimination Commission, phone 1800 813 846, email antidiscrimination@nt.gov.au, web https://www.adc.nt.gov.au/index.html. Equal Opportunity Commission, South Australia, phone 08 8207 1977 between 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. Email eoc@agd.sa.gov.au, web https://www.eoc.sa.gov.au/eo-u/making-complaint. Equal Opportunity Tasmania, phone 03 6165 7515, email office@equalopportunity.tas.gov.au, web https://equalopportunity.tas.gov.au/complaints. Websites for education departments. Commonwealth Department of Education and Training, https://www.education.gov.au. ACT, https://www.education.act.gov.au. New South Wales, https://www.dec.nsw.gov.au. Northern Territory, https://education.nt.gov.au. Queensland, https://education.qld.gov.au. South Australia, https://www.decd.sa.gov.au. Tasmania, https://www.education.tas.gov.au. Victoria, https://www.vic.gov.au/education. Western Australia, https://www.education.wa.edu.au. Closing announcement. This recording was produced by Vision Australia in 2025 in the interests of information accessibility. Care has been taken in the recording of this publication, but Vision Australia does not accept responsibility for the results of specific action taken on the basis of this recording, nor for any error or omission. This recording is copyright. No unauthorised copying, broadcasting, or public performance is permitted. This document was last updated by Vision Australia's advocacy team in August 2025. Your narrator was David Tredinnick. This concludes the recording.